No, yo dije que no. No quiero foto.
Dang, I already pressed record. Hurry up. I gotta cut all this.
Oh, we act like we're talking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I look at each other like we're talking. Fuck He does.
What the fuck?
Oh, you gotta show it. Hold on. Something like this.
Do the flick. I gotta like stick. I gotta stiff back. So, how was your day?
You guys are annoying.
All right.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Frecky. Like always, with your what's up intro. You know what it is.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, man. That's gonna be my new slogan. Flat out.
What's up?
And yeah. If y'all niggas say what's up, that's boring, bro. You gotta be like, well, you just gotta walk up high, like, what's up?
You feel me? And of course, my brother over here, Mr. Pitufi!
To you, okay? It's Mr. Pitufi to you.
To you.
Yeah, man. So, today we're getting a little ballsy. We want ballsy. You know, see what I did there? Like, balls deep. Ball deep.
Ball game.
Yeah. So, yeah, we want to go there a little bit. You know, we have a few little topics, and we're going to get a little sexual over here. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. A little bit of that. This nigga love that Beavis. So, thank you for everybody who did write in the message box. Hopefully you guys are listening, because we're going to discuss what you guys wrote. And we're going about to get into this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, let's start with...
As always, drinking Henny.
For sure. Hennessy. Scooby-Doo Papa. First, let's start talking about... how was your week?
What you talking about, Willis?
How was your week, you know?
Talking about this week back in Cleveland?
Back in Cleveland, baby.
Take me back. Where are we taking you? To La Isla Verde.
Oh, I thought he was going to keep singing. But, yeah, we had our fun. It was dope. Because we did what we could. And if we was there longer, we would have done way more. And we would have spent a couple thousands more.
Expensive trip. No sure. Cap.
For sure. But besides that, you know, what else? You know, you've been working. My boy's starting to hit the weights.
Yeah, I'm working out, y'all. Yeah. About to lose this fat fuck, as I like to call it. It's my sexiness. I'm going to lose my sexiness.
His sexiness, cha-cha. That's definitely not sexy, because I remember when he was like 110 wet. He's like, bro, I'm fat. Look at these fucking chichos. Like, what? Nigga, you're pulling your bones out your socket talking about, look at these chichos. And now he's actually pretty feeling it. He's like, all right, we good. It's sexy.
You got to lie to yourself, bro. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Boost your confidence.
Yeah, right. That's my sexiness. I got a whole lot sexier. I didn't get fatter. I got sexy.
Nash grabs your sexiness.
No. I don't like her grabbing my sexiness. She tries sometimes.
Not that you.
not that you.
So, yeah, man. He started working out. You know, we've been trying to get our bodies together. And
yo, I'm weak as shit. No cap.
Everybody starts somewhere. He just started. It's his first time. So, congrats to hitting the weights for your first time. You about to build it up.
And my arms are dead, y'all. I don't know how I just did that. So let's hit to the straight.
Doom, 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 doom. Scooby Doo pop up early.
And no. I was I just had to make sure I worded this right.
Okay.
Anything, we're guys. Anything a girl does, she just looks at me and I'm like, hey, what does that mean? Is it go time?
I mean, I get that, but like, is there something you're like, yo, That's a straight spark, like, just, you know, like blowing in your ear type shit, like tickle your toes type shit, like rub up your thigh a little bit, like, you know, what, you know, like maybe, like you said, just stare at you, give you that the stink eye.
Ew. The stink eye. I think you got a doo-doo. That's a turn off.
That's the next question. I guess we know your answer.
Don't give me the stink eye. In that, like, in that sense, I don't know. I guess it's like, I guess taking over is a good one. Taking like when, over, like, just like, taking over, over, just like, you know, guys usually are running the show when that happens. Is, you know, all right, you switch over here. All right, let's do this.
I like that because you're kind of transitioning to our next question. But
no, but I'm saying though, so like, you know, it's cool when the woman just you know what? Jump you lay back. Like, you dun, lay back. Dun, 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 Tonto, jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
There it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like Will Smith. Remember that?
For sure.
All right.
Always Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Shout out. Shout out Uncle Phil. For real. But, okay. So you like the woman control, or not woman control, but you like to sit back sometimes and be like, all right, let's see what you got. You know, like.
Pretty much.
Like, get my dick hard. I always got to get you a little wet or something. Get my dick hard.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the, chase, I guess. Yeah.
My biggest turn on. I'm not even prepared for this myself, but.
What do you mean? Like, you know the answer, or you're saying you don't know? Like right off the rip.
Yeah, yeah. I got to think about it a little bit. But my biggest turn on kind of is like. The stare down with the bite in the lip action. Like
So kind of like the foreplay before the foreplay. Like,
you know what's coming. You know what I mean? When you get that lip with the eye to eye contact and the lip automatically goes up and that just bite, like, I'm like, oh shit. That's where the hair tie comes up, you know, the boxers start dropping, you know, is it now? I mean,
right.
Like, it's just like a startup kit.
Startup kit.
You give me that thing, and then I'm like, I'm ready.
Like a weed wagger, just
ring. Whatever. Lawnmower, start me up. It's going.
Start me up.
It's going.
Literally.
Start. What about your biggest turnoff? I mean, and we know you got a little bit into this thing, but I know that's not your biggest turnoff.
Well, we're funny dudes. So, like, I hate when, like, you know, sometimes you're getting, you know, a little intimate and they try to make a funny joke and it's just not funny.
Yeah.
Like, even it could be the dumbest little joke and I'm like.
But you guys tell jokes while you're laying in bed or, like.
Bro, we're so silly. Like, we make jokes. Like, literally, we would be fucking like, dude, you know what?
You'd be clapping them cheeks like, ah, you fought it.
No, hell no. Hell no. That's a definite mood killer.
That's a turn off.
No, hell yeah.
Cut.
Imagine that. And you know it's not the coochie. She didn't queef. What the fuck is.
That one stinks.
I can taste that.
Is that ketchup?
Ketchup?
Onions? Tomatoes?
Onions? Go ahead. Right. Now the suit seemed fucked up. I thought you guys were cool. No, yeah, fuck that. So would you keep going?
No, for sure not. But the turnoff, though. What automatically kills it? Like, you just go soft if this happened. Like,
I don't know. I guess there's a lot of things. But I never really think about it. It kind of just happens, and I'm like, well, that was a definite mood killer.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to continue the show. You're like, all right, fuck it. I gotta make this happen somehow.
Not that it happens to me. I'm kind of going based off experience here, so no judgment or anything. But biggest turn off to me, cause I'm big on smiles, teeth, and like I'm big on that. You know what I mean? Like, so biggest turn off for me is just bad breath. Straight stinky.
Straight stinky.
You come looking all, or at least trying to look the baddest you can be. And like. You think you got the nicest clothes and the day is right for you, right? But once you come to my house with bad breath, I can't get hard.
Oh my God.
It's a goner. Talk about limp dick. It ain't moving. It ain't taking that bounce like no, so, like no bunny, no so, rabbit, nigga. It's just no Frogger. We ain't playing Frogger, nigga. It's just dead, like dead, muerto, 6 feet under.
So in a figurative case, say you didn't smell it till you guys started getting, you know.
I'll smack her.
Busy. You'll smack her. Mid, you're like,
you whoa. Dare just.
That's you?
You like dare, that? You dare just come in my face with the fucking hottest, stinkiest stench I could ever smell? Like.
Like, smell like SpongeBob Sunday, bruv.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yo, like, bro. In that sense, you deserve
a like, Doofus dead.
In that sense, bro, you deserve like a throwaway. Like, I should throw you off the window into a garbage can. Like, gone.
You got dumpster mouth. Here's where you belong.
Yeah, because
here you go, mush mouth.
Because I'll tell you right yuck now, mouth. Sunday. Bro. Now that
be Doofy
for sure. That's my biggest turnoff for sure. Like. Bad breath. I mean, yeah, they got reverse cowgirl. They got all this shit where you don't even have to face me type shit. But bitch, no.
That, just slap the paper bag on, bro.
Not even.
You ever been to Mombasa?
And Badisi is what, Mr. Bidivi?
Butt, dick, and pussy. Badisi.
Yeah. All right, my guy. So let's say you're having a, I don't know, it could be like a little fight, you're having a little argument that took over a week or two or something, and you're like, fuck, man, this shit gotta die out, this shit's over with, I'm getting tired of this bullshit, you wanna keep fighting about the same shit for over 2 weeks or whatever the fuck it is, how do you spice up your relationship?
Can people fight for that long?
I don't know. Some people do. Some people hate their lives and they live together for 8 years, 10 years, you know?
No, yeah, it can't be me.
Hopefully.
Because I'd be ready to kick a motherfucker out quick. I'm talking about quick.
Quick.
Fight for 2 weeks, fuck that.
But I'm saying.
If we're not back to normal after like 3-4 days, then you gotta get gone.
But I'm saying, what do you do? How do you spice it up? Or like,
oh, what do you mean? Like
spice it up? Like you're saying, so you're mad at each other, right? And like, you can't just go right into sex because they're like, fuck you, don't touch me. And then she's talking about, bitch, you don't touch me neither. And like, it's been like that for a while. But you're like, no, fuck this. I want some ass. Or I know you want this fucking penis.
What? Are you saying like you have multiple penises? Is that what the plural? I know you want this peni.
No, I think I heard that on Shameless or something, so I wanted to say it.
Yeah, maybe it was one of the dudes that liked it. And he was like, yeah, I like peni.
I don't know. If it was gay, then pause. That's not my type. No offense, it's just not my type. But hey. What do you do? How do you spice up your relationship? Or let's say your relationship was just boring sex or just...
That's what I was going to ask. Do you mean just boring?
How do you spice it up? What do you do?
Because coming off a fight is kind of easy. You both just look at each other like, bro, let's just angry fuck sex. It out and yeah.
Punch you in the fucking forehead one time and just maybe knock you out.
Maybe not that angry.
I mean, people talking about BDSM and shit. You punch her in the forehead, knock her out and just bang her body and then she wakes up like, oh my God.
That depends on what you like.
That's right.
Not all BDSM is like that.
That's what you call criminal justice.
Nah, yeah, for sure. You're catching the case if somebody hears about that.
Sorry, we do not condone any violence.
No violence. We don't condone rape either. None of that stuff.
Shit. It's just a podcast. We talking shit. So how do you spice it up? What do you do, Mr. Pitufi?
How do you spice it up? I don't know. Because I've never... I mean... I guess first things first is you got to find out, like, if they feel the same way. And then after you figure out, like, if you're on the same page, like, all right, yeah, this shit is kind of boring. Let's figure out what we like and what we don't like. And
but I'm saying, is there a specific move or something you would use? Like, all right, bang aquí, I'm hitting you with the tate quieto.
Oh, no, yeah, I just break it out. I'm talking about, like, she's not even ready for it. I'm just like, you know what?
I'll go stick.
Wait, what?
Like, play with this pogo stick. Just hop on it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Just, like, whatever it may be. Like, even if it's trying something new. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck that.
That's what I was going to. So you would try something new. What would be something new you would want to try? Like
anything, honestly. Except getting pegged. No.
No, no.
We do not condone getting pegged. Unless you like it. If you like it, hey, that's your shit. But no getting pegged here. This is it's a one-way street.
Woody Peg Pecker?
Woody Peg Pecker, that's fucking sick.
Hey, I'm not into none of that, but...
just think about that, like how a pecker pecks.
So
like,
so me...
that's fucking crazy.
Trying new things is definitely a thing to spice a relationship. I feel like when it gets boring, you don't want to go back to no same old shit you're doing already. So like, definitely trying new things, but maybe like... By new things, like literally go somewhere. Like I had a special place that I got down in. You feel me? And I was like, there was multiple people.
Like, he said, I got a special place.
Then, like I don't know if people know or not, but you know,
yeah,
it was a little rocky in that water. The water was choppy in the jacuzzi.
What the hell? What the hell is you talking about, son?
yeah, but definitely.
Close your ears, guys. Close your fucking ears.
Not for real though. I'm trying new things. Like that shit was crazy to me, and it was just like an adrenaline rush, and it was just like, this is going like this.
Spontaneity is a motherfucker.
I was like, let's go to the room or something. Let's finish this. Like you know, like dang.
Yeah, doing it in public is that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
I heard that trip.
What's your favorite feature in the grill? What do you like the most?
You know me, I'm a whole package kind of guy.
There's one thing that got to stand out the most.
I go for everything.
Whether it's personality,
I'm balanced.
Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tits, ass.
Like I said, I'm a balanced kind of guy. I want to like. You know me, if I'm creating a player on 2K, I want an all-around kind of guy. I want a guy that can pass, shoot, dunk, a little bit of everything.
Okay, so better yet, when you look at a female that you've never seen before, what's the first thing you look at?
I'm a cluck. It's never the same.
I'm a cluck.
I swear, bro. I was like, one day I'd probably look at her face. One day I'd look at her like her style. One day I'd look at her hair. One day I'd look at her ass. One day
maybe look at every aspect of women?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it starts off different every trip because I'm a whole package kind of guy. I look at everything. I'm like,
wow.
Hmm.
I mean, that's new to me.
That's very well put together.
That's new to me.
Why? What do you go for?
You definitely gave me a Scooby-Doo pop-up moment.
What do you go for? What do you think is a typical go for?
What I like the most favorite feature about a woman, I already said it, the smile, their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like... When you have nice teeth and you can have that smile that just brightens me up. Like, if you can brighten me up.
Where, like, one of them contagious smiles type shit. You just see them smile, yeah, you're like, damn.
Not only that, but, like, when you're just, like, when you smile so nice and your teeth are so perfect that it makes me want to smile, you got it.
You got it.
You got it. Because I'm big on that. I'm big on smiles, teeth. Like, you know, you can have the prettiest girl in the world. And she might have some shitty teeth.
Word up.
I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that, but you know what it's called? A dentist.
A dentist.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's just like way expensive sometimes, depending on how bad your shit is.
I don't feel you on that. And like people have the same thing, but like everybody needs to get a job and get that insurance or something. You know what I mean? Like you got to do something. Like teeth is something important. I mean, maybe not to everyone, but like. Nobody want to look at you when you have busted ass, fucking broken teeth, and you know, like,
damn,
for real. I mean,
no offense to all you fucked up teeth people out there. I know my shit's not good either. I got caps, but
it doesn't matter. You went and got caps. Some people don't even have caps. Some people are there. The tooth is deteriorating and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like that causes bad breath, and that's one thing I hate the most is bad breath. Like. Get your shit together. And it's not easy because I haven't even been to a fucking dentist in a long time. And I need to because I'm a very hygiene person and like brushing my teeth. Like,
hygienic.
I'm the type of person that I have to change my toothbrush like every 2-3 months. Like, I have to do it.
Oh, no, yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it. You know what I mean? I believe it's 3 months.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, no, it feels weird to me already to switch it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that type of person. Like, so imagine if I'm like that with my teeth and my mouth. Imagine how I feel about the other person. Like,
no, yeah, for sure.
If you guys think, bro, like, I might do one of these in your face, like, oh, or just turn the face real quick, like, oh my god, you're talking to me.
And that's the fucked up thing. Is like, I don't mean to be rude, but it just comes off like that because like it just shocks me. I'm like,
and it's crazy because you can and a lot of things causes bad breath. Sometimes you eat the wrong food and you got the worst breath, and you know,
maybe got food stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like you just finished smoking. Whether it's fucking weed or fucking cigarettes. What do you say? Because I want to do it like Stephen A. Smith. Lay off the weed. But you know, cigarettes, miles, and no offense to nobody, but you know, if you smoke, carry a little bit of mouthwash or, you know, put a fucking gum in your mouth or something. Yep. Because when you come up, especially to me, I'm going to hit you with the
yuck mouth.
Turn the face.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't mean to be rude, but I just can't hide that shit. Yeah. So if you ever see me do that and
it's in your face, you must know it's stinky.
You knew. I didn't have to tell you. So if you feel like, damn, you should have told me. No, you knew. And when I didn't turn and when my face. We talked about no
Sunday.
Reason.
Like, that's the first thing.
It's easy like Sunday morning.
So we had a lot of responses, but you know, I wanted to see what's our responses before we get to that.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should start taking some responses after the questions. For like, sure. We answer it. And then...
No, we're gonna go down to this. We're almost done. Almost done.
Charlie
way. what do you think? Is it easier for a guy or a girl to initiate sex?
Oh, girl, for sure.
To blink a lot.
Girl, for sure.
Stop blinking.
Why?
You blinking like you got new eyelashes put together or something. Yeah, it is. Stop winking at me.
I'm not winking at you, bitch. Oh, shit. No, yeah, it's definitely easier for a girl to do. Because, like, nowadays, you got to make sure she wants to do it, too. Because it's like, all right, bro.
So you think it's easier for a girl?
Yeah, because a girl, bro. At all times. So what is the most known move to probably start sex? The girl booty back it up.
The girl booty back it up.
You guys are just laying there watching TV.
Back it up. Yeah, back.
Big girls, going back it up. Hey, going back it up. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, either way, yes. That is like the easiest, that's like the most known thing to start it, I'm pretty sure.
For real, because when they have their mouth open and they're sleeping like this, that's when you come and give them the alarm cock.
That's not making sure they want to do it too, though.
No, because if you're sleeping in my house, you're already full content. You
imagine you got the wrong bitch and she gonna bite your shit like,
that's what I thought the kids are coming.
No, fuck that. You gotta
punch in the forehead.
No, man, females are crazy nowadays. Imagine they're not in the mood and you do that to them.
Have you ever got bit, like in your arm or something, and you like press the arm into their mouth and they like want to break their jaw, like open up their mouth? You never experienced that, did you?
Yeah, nobody's ever bit me. Not like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, like, you can actually press into their mouth.
No, yeah, I get
and
it.
They can't like, really bite.
Like,
yeah.
Split it, yeah. It's like a dog. Yeah. Like, when a dog, like, you're playing, like, even with canes. So, you shove your shit
so
in.
So, somebody wants to bite that, first thing I would do is I would poke right there. You know, that little soft spot right here?
Yeah.
When you go real hard, it just makes your mouth open. Then you grab the fucking sides of the mouth, nigga, and you yank that motherfucker open.
Just gouged your eyes, bro.
No.
Their eyes are loose. No. So like,
no, because you know when their mouth is...
Gouge your own eyes. Like, even just try it a little bit,
gouge
bro.
Your own eyes.
You're going to be like, all right, no. Do imagine it. Somebody doing that shit it, full force. No, fuck you. You do it.
Not me. I punched myself in the head like that one time.
I did too.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But check it out though. When you go like this, that fucking feeling of opening up the mouth and they're like,
wait, so you're saying you're gonna do the fish hook or you're gonna do it from like out here where
I'm gonna go out here and I'm gonna dig in right into the cheekbone. Right there where that little hole is, like where the dimple's supposed to be. And your mouth is gonna open and I'm just gonna grab with both hands, top and bottom. And you're going to be sitting like a fucking skeleton's head. Just
and you can't do shit because I'm hot, and you can't even swallow.
This like, nigga thinks we live in a cartoon world, and he's fucking with an alligator, bro.
I'm gonna hold him like this.
So before we continue,
their whole jaw open.
Before we continue, I want to tell you the story.
Like, nah.
Before we continue, I want to tell you the story.
This guy.
So the reason why I hate fish, okay, I don't like eating fish. Something that you guys don't know yet. This is something new. I don't like eating fish. I love, like, you know, shellfish, like crab meat or fucking shrimp or fucking, you know, clams. I'll fuck up clams.
He likes crustaceans.
But fish, I can't do fish. And this is the reason why. When I was younger, I had two different experiences. My stepdad is fucking, well, he's not my stepdad no more, but he was cutting, he was cooking this fish. We went fishing, or they went fishing, or he went fishing. He comes back, he starts cooking this fish. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's a whole fish. I thought, you know, they cut the head or, like, you know, they do something. The motherfucker just fried the whole fish. Eyeballs and all.
You didn't eat the eyeballs, though.
No, people eat the eyeballs.
No, I'm saying you didn't.
I don't eat fish, period. So they're like, oh, comételo. It's like pork chops. I'm like... Pork chops. They definitely don't look like pork chops. Oh, it's like chicken. Oh, now it's like chicken, huh? What the fuck, bitch? I know you're lying to me now.
Fried chicken. You got fried chicken, bro.
Nah, it's like them chicken nuggets you like from McDonald's. Oh, okay. Fuck it. You got me, fool. I'm a sucker. I tried. Boom. I'm like, it's weird.
This is not the chicken nugget.
It's weird. It's like fucking slippery, fucking rubbery type of... This ain't no chicken. So then I can't.
That's a horrible comparison.
I'm like, fuck it. I start eating it, because I'm eating it with rice, you know. Boom, a fucking piece of fish bone got stuck in my mouth, and I'm talking about, the bone was perfect size, that it covers the top and the bottom of my mouth.
So how'd you even bite that, bro?
And listen,
how'd you get it in there?
I'm trying to tell these people, they're like, I'm sitting like a fucking fool, and then I'm like, now I start like panicking, because bro, open your mouth for a while and you start panicking because you can't swallow, like your saliva's not helping, like, you know, like it's weird, like you're like, and your jaw starts hurting and shit, bro. I'm telling you, it was just like, and then finally Tia's dad came, don't know how you did, and he just bro. Like fucking flicked the fucking bone and it snapped in half, and like I spit him out and shit, and I'm like, nigga, all this shit was sore, hurt, and I'm like, oh, hell no. Never fucking again am I eating this fucking fish. So.
That's a shitty reason to not eat fish.
So, knowing that is why I talk about grabbing the fucking top and the bottom of the mouth, yanking that shit up, and like, bitch, you want to chow down now? I know how that feels, because it happened to me.
Bruh. Who is this guy, man?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. I think for me, I think it's obviously easier for a guy to initiate sex.
Why do you say that?
Because some girls wait for it. Most girls wait for it. They just sit at their little corner. And even if they throw their ass back in there, they're not going to fucking reach over and get the mojo going. You know, they sitting there like...
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. They come are, on. They're going to reach their...
They got to grab your hand to like, come on. Put the finger in.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, usually if they back in the ass, you already know what time it is. So you're already doing that kind of shit. You're like, all right, well, she backed it up. I know what it is.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you ever lay in bed and be like, come on, Nash, grab my dick?
Hell yeah.
Like, come on, bitch. I'll pull it out right now. Just suck it. I don't even got to ask you. Just suck it.
Hell yeah. I think every guy goes through that.
For sure. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, ladies, take pointers.
Hint, hint, hint.
Is because it's fucking lovely when you guys come in and be like, whoom.
Take control. That's what I was saying earlier, bro. Taking control is so raw.
When you sit there and start grabbing it, and you just start trying to pull our pants down, and we're like, You know how fucking crazy our mind blows? Because now we don't have to reach. We don't have to do this. Don't get me wrong. It goes both ways. That's the reason it's a couple, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like sometimes.
And that's my thing. The guy shouldn't be doing the most work.
Right. Sometimes the lady's sitting there like, man, eat the pussy. You said you like to eat groceries, motherfucker. Munch, munch, munch. You know what I mean? Like, it goes both ways.
Yeah, as long as it's reciprocated.
You feel me? Sometimes, you know, you want to blow the candle out? Sing me happy birthday. Come sing get this me happy frosting. Birthday, bro. You know?
What the fuck is this guy, man? Ah, bitch, this shirt is thin.
This nigga Ric Flaired me for real. Woo!
I don't know. Fuck that.
Oh shit! But I feel that. I feel that, and like the reason why I bring it up.
You want to know if I can feel it?
The reason I bring it up is because like it does feel great, and it's awesome when a girl says to him like, "I'm doing this shit. I'm doing this shit." You know, like that shit. If you talk about turn on for guys, girls, that's it. Yank my fucking pants down. Like, control. I don't give a fuck what Kevin Hart said. Like, no, banana, pineapple. I pull my own pants. No, fuck that. Yank that shit off. Hulk, Hulk. I'm like, bang. But the same thing goes with them. You know, when you start pulling that shit down and kissing on their neck and shit, they're already way before you get down there.
Yes, sir.
But that's the reason of, you know.
Reciprocals.
Ya tu sabes, carnal. That you saw it. So yeah, man, it goes both ways. Girl started, guy started, suck the dick, eat the pussy, kiss the neck, you know, rub the thighs, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Do it. Whether it's one person or the other. This guy's Mr. Blink a lot today.
50-50.
You're looking like a whack.
Life is a circle.
It's a circle.
50-50.
And we wanna sit here and take this early quick break, man.
So welcome back to our episode of Sex Education. Brought to you by the Pitufi Brothers. So now what you want to do is...
Welcome back, and we're definitely coming back with that introduction because that shit is funny.
Fire.
Sex Education.
So what you want to do is...
like the girl next door. Grab the movie condom? The Girl Next Door?
Oh, man.
They recorded the movie in the school. That shit was dope. Sex Education.
Did you have sex ed when you were like in school?
What is that?
Like sex ed, like an actual sex class, bro. Like they would teach you about the reproductive system and all that shit.
What is that?
What the fuck, bro?
I skipped school a lot of times in my life. What is that?
No, I was around for the sex ed class. They were funny as fuck, bro. It was always an old lady talking about some shit that you'd be like, ew.
Blue waffle.
You make sex sound disgusting, you old bitch.
The blue waffle, right?
It didn't help that we looked at that while we were like in classes. We were like, ew, you seen this before, bro?
Ew. All right, so Mrs. Pitufa says she wants to hit us with some rapid questions. I don't even think she got anything written down.
She's fuck no, baby.
She's about to go off the dome, it looks like. So let's see what the fuck she got in store. Boom, okay, baby. So
I'm ready.
Stop.
What is your least favorable position? Like, what pleases your...
It's rapid. Your stop thinking. Just go. Position? This guy sucks.
Then why don't you answer?
Well, that's the question again. I got you right now.
What is your least favorable position that pleases your woman but is very uncomfortable for you?
Riding towards me.
What? You want to repeat that?
Riding towards me. Regular riding. I like reverse cowgirl. That way.
But so it's uncomfortable compared to reverse?
She said least.
Yeah, she's saying like your least favorite. Like,
least favorite position.
Person, but
damn. I don't know.
Have you guys not done
it's rapid, bro.
Or something? Like, have you ever just tried something when you were just like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we get into it, we get into it. I'm not really going to be like, oh, I don't really like this or this is too uncomfortable. I've never reached that stage
yet.
Well, actually,
shit.
Shower sex. Shower sex is real uncomfortable, but I'm not going to say she likes it.
There you go, finally. But that finally wasn't rapid. That was more like, bien lento, bien lento, bien lento.
Shut okay. the fuck up.
So, next question. How often should someone get checked if you just met this person? being that you are having sexual relations with them?
To me, it depends. If I know you're a fucking hoe in the streets, I definitely shouldn't even be thinking about your bitch ass. But if you're one of them homebodies and a person that I know for sure you're well taken care of and you're not out here fucking whoever and whenever, then honestly, I wouldn't even care about the checking yourself. But if I feel like you have to check yourself a lot, then to me, you're a hoe and I shouldn't even be heading that way. What do you think, Mr. Bitufi?
All I'm going to say is, like, even if you know for sure that person is not doing anything, they're not stepping out, nothing's going on, you always should get tested regularly just to be safe. Because you never know what could happen.
Never know.
Okay. What is
and that's just to be safe,
what
like
is
I said.
The craziest sex activity that you have ever done? These are rapid questions. I got them ready for you, puppy.
Craziest sex activity. I know where mine is. Do you know what yours is?
Fucking in the middle of winter by the lake, and I was standing outside the car, so it was like doggy position, and she was in there, and like it's just ass cheeks cold as hell. You're like, fuck, there's people coming, fuck them, it's all right. You just keep going.
I've done that too, and the snowflakes was falling on me. I'm like,
it's cold as hell, boy.
Because it was hot, but it was cold. It was like my butt cheeks was cold, but this all this was front. Front was hot.
Yeah, oh, this was warm right here.
But to me, it was definitely a water park. I'm not even gonna go into what water park or what we did, but yeah, water park, jacuzzi.
This is terrible.
Like I said earlier, got busy. People was watching. Do they know? I don't know.
I know. If they was watching, they knew. They were sitting there like, ooh, ah.
You saved us. And for that, we are grateful.
We are eternally grateful. Dakla.
All right, next question. What is something that you have wanted to do in sex that you haven't done already?
In sex?
Yeah, what's something that you would want to do that you haven't done already?
I want to see what our hype, the hype is about with a sex swing. People always swag. People always craving about the sex swings, and I just want to see what the hype's about.
I guess I will have to see what the hype about is with toys. A lot of people always say, "Do you use toys? Do this toys?" And I'm against toys for some reason, but I wouldn't mind trying.
I guess what kind of toys is what it comes up to, because like I guess like wouldn't like a little whip or something be considered a toy?
No,
like, isn't
there, like, no whip, no BDSM, crazy beat your woman type shit up, tie her up, put an apple in her mouth.
Sometimes they like that though. It's like it's not like you like, all right, I'm gonna enforce this. Sometimes they just
no, be like, you might, yeah, I want if you that. Like it, I'm gonna get to the point I'm gonna kill you. Like, I'm gonna keep doing worse and worse and worse things until I kill your bitch ass. You ain't gonna like BDSM when you're dead.
If that's the case, they're crazy, bro. Run.
Run. Run for us.
Fucking run, bro.
What do you got? What do you got?
Mario. What was the question?
What
was the question?
I already said
that.
Oh, you just said sex swing.
Damn. Sure. See, that's why I'm over
you're
here.
Killing me. You're killing me, Smalls.
No, you're killing me.
I did. I said toys.
All right, so we good. Next question. What is your absolute favorite sex position? What gives you like the best?
I already said it. Reverse cowgirl. I love watching my dick stroke in there, and I love smacking the cheeks and watching it wobble, baby wobble, baby wobble, baby wobble, wobble, baby wobble, baby wobble. Baby,
so
wobble.
I guess for me it's like a tie between doggy and reverse, cause same.
I'd like to see the cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks, baby. I love cheeks.
See, and with that answer right there, it kind of tells me the most thing you like about a woman is the cheeks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's not the first thing I look at though. You guys were
don't
saying,
make
like,
so much. Calm down.
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
No, I wasn't even blinking.
Don't give
that
me
time.
The flirty eye.
I wasn't even blinking that time, but now I am. Now I'm gonna get this weird shit.
Okay, so let's make the question a little bit easier for you.
Boom.
Look at a woman. What's the one thing that you expect to look good, but if it looks bad, you're completely turned the fuck off and you would never talk to them?
I told you nothing is specific because I make balance. I'm like, all right, so this, nothing? So this.
That's crazy, right? What about you? What are you doing?
Like
you
I said, I make balance.
I have told Sam several times. I look at the mouth.
Yeah, me too. See,
teeth are up
see,
gang signs.
It must
like,
be a
De
Leon
okay,
thing. You gotta look at the mouth, bro. She said if it's throwing up gang signs, yo, if I'm you see West Sides and Crips and shit in there, my nigga, walk it out.
I'm telling you,
walk it out.
I look at everything.
So I look at everything, and I, like I said, there's pros and cons. So I balance it out. And I'm like, all right. So
look at first. There's not one thing that you look
You definitely at don't look at the brain.
Quit playing.
It's weird, because they be smart, but stupid as fuck, bro. I don't know how it works.
They like they're literally a walking contradiction.
Because they're going to work on hearts, never.
How you smart as fuck, bro? Smart to the T, but you dumb as hell. How?
Like Patrick under the rock dumb?
Maybe worse.
All right, what other questions you got? Because
one last question.
Doom.
And that's it.
Doom.
If you were having sexual relations with somebody that you had serious connections with, what is one thing? And it's not just straight turn-offs, because you can have that with just anybody. What is one thing that that person can do? Whether it be speaking, something that they did, whether it's queefing, whatever, whatever, because y'all talked about that. What is the one thing that the person can do that you would instantly just completely be done?
It's funny. I want to talk for girls one time. I think for girls, it would be that slip into the asshole.
Oh, don't ever do that.
You know what's crazy? I've been seeing trends on like social media where the girls, they act like they secretly don't like it, but they do. They be sitting there like, oh yeah.
No, because the thing is, there's a difference between actually, you know, warming it up, getting it ready.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that was literally the tweet was like.
And there's some that you're going in. You're going, and then she starts bouncing, and I don't know where just.
Oh no, bro!
And then you're like this. You're like, she's like.
Yeah, no cap. I just found out what my biggest turnoff is. If she does that during sex, it's over, bro. I don't ever want to see you in my life again, ever. What? I found it. It's right
the
there.
The
yeah, yeah. I don't know how to do it. Whatever the fuck is that. If she does that ever, it's over. And I'd be mad. I'd be mad at Nash, like scratching her throat, like doing weird stuff. But if she does that. Pack your bags. Hit the road, Jack. Don't come around here no more. You see that thing with two windows? Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord splitter. Get your ass on. Kick rocks, baby.
So, yeah, I spoke for the girls there because I feel like that's the worst.
You think so?
I feel like that's the worst thing when it comes to sex.
That is, I'm a camera woman. I'm a female. That is one thing that you never expect. Does not fucking spread out like the other shit does. So when that happens, you're just like, whoa.
Whee!
Yeah. Whee!
And you know what's the funny part? I hate to say, but when I did it, it literally was like,
ew, bro. All right, so hold on. My follow-up.
And I kind of laughed.
No. So my follow-up question is, did you keep going?
Yeah.
How? What is with this guy, bro? He's getting aggressive as fuck. We're gonna have to put the gloves on. What the fuck?
What you mean how?
How could you keep going after hearing that?
Because I laugh a little bit and I'm like, it's kind of weird because when you do it, sometimes you should kind of bend a little bit. So I'm like, ooh. But then I'm like,
that's even worse. I think you might like some BDSM. He said, yeah, that pain's going to kind of feel good. Oh, yeah. 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 No. That's nice.
No, that BDSM is crazy, though. That's something else. Like, let's talk about you. You wanted to try it. What did you find interested in BDSM that you wanted to try?
Like I said, I don't really find, like, I didn't like, well, not like I said, whatever, but I'm willing to try anything. So, like, I kind of just looked at it like, all right, so, you know, people talk about BDSM. I don't want to knock it before I try, or I don't want to do anything Nash like that. Head. No, because that's what I'm saying, but it's not to a certain level. Like, if she wants me to punch her in the head, who knows, I might.
You might rattle her brain, huh?
No, first I gotta make a contract first. Like, hey, sign this waiver. Make sure this is legal. Yes, you want it. Sign here. Date it. Initial there. Bet. We're set. Doom! You like that?
But
you want a knuckle sandwich, bitch.
But if not, you know, then it's gonna be like, well, you know, we take this step by step. We see what, like I said earlier, you try to see what you like and what you don't like.
So if you was gonna try BDSM for your first time, what would be your first move?
You gotta take it light sometimes, like maybe like a set of handcuffs or like a little whip. But
BDSM is not light. BDSM is extreme, ain't it?
No. That's what I'm saying. You're thinking like BDSM is ultimately just aggressive. All the way. Like you think like BDSM is UFC where I'm like, all right, choke this bitch out.
Yeah.
It's over with. Elbow. Yeah.
Until she turns blue, don't let go.
No, it's not like that. BDSM is like about
BDSM
is about being like passive and submissive, you know. Like it's
that hurt my eyes
a whole lot. You can't blink like me.
Oh shit, it's still hurting. Hold on.
But yeah, BDSM isn't what you think.
Definitely but what's not. Your first move? Did you tell us yet?
Oh, like I said, yeah, I would start it off slow with like some toys or something, like a whip or like some handcuffs or like some little stuff.
I would never try crazy. BDSM because I feel like BDSM is extreme.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You feel, but it's not. I mean, it's everybody's got their interpretation. I mean,
the BDSM, if I tell you, get down and suck my dick, that's cool.
In a sense, that's BDSM.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's cool.
Like the whole daddy thing. Like, you know how girls call their dudes daddy, stuff and like that. That's like BDSM, but like they're being submissive. And
the crazy part is BDSM is always one person's the dominant, right?
No, not really. Sometimes you can take turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you could be the dominant one and then you can switch the role.
She tell you. Eat the groceries and shut up.
Yeah, and she can have your ass on a leash. And if you like that kind of shit, you'll do it.
Don't ever put me in a leash. I will fucking kill you.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's you know, to each his own.
I feel like being trapped, like whether it's handcuffs, leashes, chains, anything, it freaks me out.
No, yeah, because like at that point, you're kind of scared.
If I
like,
can't control what's going on, I'm nervous.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I should headbutt you. I don't know if I should pull it out and play swords with you, or I don't know if I should fucking kill you.
What the hell? He said play swords. Yeah. Who else got a sword?
Niggas, bitches are crazy. They might come out with the, like you said, the swinger, the pegger.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Do I gotta kill you?
At that point, if a girl pulled out a pegger, I'm like, yeah, you're not the one. Don't you ever fucking do that. You get out of here.
Adios. You try that on me?
Don't even try it. Don't look at me with it. Nothing. Don't even buy it.
What about if you walk up to one of these one day? And the worst part is fake and he's smacking you.
Yo, if I just smell like rubber, like plastic, smacking me in the face, she's dead. She's dead for sure, bro. I don't care if it's fucking blood all over the room. I don't care what the fuck I have to do, but she's dead. I'm making her fucking disappear. I would fucking keep her phone. I would write her family like I'm her dumb ass.
That's even worse when you're sleeping and you feel a rubber smack.
But imagine the worst thing is like you feel it and the first thing, like before you even open your eyes, you just smell rubber. You're like, what is?
Oh, you fucking bitch.
Nigga, I'm killing her. Hook. Killing her, bro. All
right.
Hammer fist. Nigga, everything.
Yeah, both person be active. Stop being fucking idiots.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Sex is a very part of a relationship. Good sex is a relationship. Bad sex? Evil. Bad sex means it's over. I don't know how long it's going to take to tell you it's over, but it's over.
I'll tell you right now, don't base your life off of sex. Don't be one of those people that grew up like, oh my God, I'm still a virgin. Like, bro, just take your time. Do what you got to do. Life is not all about sex. I'll tell you that right now. Everybody fucking does it early. We all done it fucking early. And it's like, oh, shit.
I need sex.
So that was sex, bet. Even if it was good, you're like, all right, yeah, so that was sex. All right, cool.
Since you're talking about sex, do you watch porn?
Fuck yeah.
How much of it?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
I don't really got time for all that.
Have you ever watched with your partner?
We tried it. It's not really her thing.
Yeah. I like that. Good answer.
Have you tried it? I know you watch it. That's no joke.
If you're going to ask me the first three questions, I watched porn? Yes. Do I watch porn?
I know that. I'm saying, you done tried to pull out your phone at work and we fucking see your search history and like two pages behind is fucking the hub.
You're... You got the hub in the bag.
Not no more. Incognito. Incognito.
Put it on a private page.
For those who knows, knows.
If you know, you know.
How much of it? Not a lot. Not a lot. You know, and not like how I used to.
It's honestly just like when you get bored. So it's like, damn, let me see what the fuck
it's been weird. Going on. It's weird because us as men, it's like sometimes when you get away, you're like, I got alone time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
for
the first thing, we're like, I'm going to jack my dick. I'm going to jack my
just,
dick.
Just like Kevin Hart said, bro. It's like, oh, shit, everybody's out. It's about to go down. You ready? You already know what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I don't know if women are the same when guys lead. Like, I'm about to play the bean. I'm about to flick the bean. I don't know. Do they think the same? Who knows? Girls are the fucking
I'm pretty great. Sure some are, yeah.
Girls are very discreet. They don't want to tell, like, me. Listen, guys.
I don't know why they're so embarrassed.
My girl used to fucking find the fucking tablet open, and the first thing she put when the password comes out is porn.
That was a tablet she took to school?
No.
Oh.
But whatever.
Say, could you imagine?
But that? Whatever gadget throws on is there.
What is this?
It should be like, what?
All right, so have you
she
watched?
She kind of accepted a little bit.
I think.
I don't know.
Have you watched with your partner?
We was going to do it one time, believe it or not. We was going to do it one time, and Xbox wasn't letting it happen.
For real? Xbox yeah. being a cock
I wanted to put it on the fucking 60-inch TV.
Xbox, fix your fucking servers and shit, bitches. They were trying to get Xbox busy.
Bort.
No, I wanted to put it on the 60-inch TV. I'm like,
bort? Oh, you're talking about a bort?
A bort.
She said, Bort.
What is that, abortion?
My name is Borat.
Borat.
Hi, my name is Borat.
No, but, yeah, we put it on, one time, like,
we gonna put it on the 60-inch, you know, I'm like, it's about to go down.
They thought there was in a movie theater, like, yeah, it's 3D.
And I even said, I'm like, what they do, we do. This nigga thought he was in a movie. What they do, we do.
And she's like, do it. I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down.
See, sometimes they're freaker than you know, bro.
So I'm like,
you gotta see.
What like I said, she said, do it. I said, bye.
Do it. What?
Bye.
You said, what? Do it
so
now.
So I'm saying, they're like, Pornhub, you know, free videos, straight action, Pornhub, and it's not loading. I'm like, what the
hey,
fuck?
Hey, sponsor us, Pornhub. We watch occasionally.
Yeah.
Recurringly. Whatever you want to say.
Because those who don't watch porn, now that's B2B! Because sometimes you got to take care of yourself. Am I right or am I wrong?
Nobody takes care of you like you take care of you.
Yeah. You know. Sometimes it is what it is. Don't be a bitch. We're all grown. Some people are single. What are you going to do? I'm waiting for the right chick, man. Jacket. And I ain't talking about what you wear when it's raining, nigga. I'm talking about jacket.
Choke that chick.
Choke that motherfucker. 1-800, choke that hoe.
Choke that hoe.
But yeah, everybody got to please themselves. Stop playing around, man. Y'all niggas be too, I believe it. Shut the fuck up and grab that chicken. Or women, flip that bean. Put the little finger in there.
And don't be afraid to talk about it either.
Willy.
If you do that, you do that. That's just natural.
It is.
Ladies be so scared to talk about that kind of stuff. Like, oh no, that's, you know, that's baby flat talking to my bro.
Flat out, stop being pussies.
Women empowerment. We're all equal. Everybody has needs. You can talk about doing what you got to do.
We answer these questions, man, and we did good. We actually. Crazy part is we had different opinions, different. When we go to our fans, the people that actually responded to these questions, they're different too, which kind of blew me away.
I'm hungry, cuz.
Pockets ain't empty no more.
Pockets ain't empty no more.
So let me go into these questions, man, and. I like I said, I appreciate people that did get into these questions. I appreciate everybody that participated. And I appreciate everybody that's listening to this episode. Every episode. Because for real, we couldn't do this without y'all. And we do this for y'all. You know what I mean? Like, we enjoy doing this. But at the same time, if it ain't with y'all, then what are we doing it for? We ain't doing it for just for us.
What are we doing it for?
You feel me? We ain't doing it just for us. Are you doing it just for you? You don't even fucking listen to that episode with your
dumb fuck ass. No, baby.
Bitch ass motherfucker. Hey, for everybody that did like our picture with our Pitufi brand, thank you for that. These shirts are looking pretty dope. And shout out to Rich Porter. He will be on one of these episodes coming soon as well. And if he lays off the bullshit. What is that? But if he lays off the bullshit, then we can get shit popping for real. So we asked you guys, is it easier for a guy or girl to initiate sex? Mr. Pitufi said it's easier for a girl. Frecky said it's easier for a guy because, you know, like everybody says, it's true. We get hard off anything. Men are ready to go. Some women do need a warm up,
but that's not really initiating sex, though, is my thing. So, like, yeah, okay, you get hard off anything, but that's not really initiating sex.
Yeah, because when you're hard, your brain already thinking, your dick already thinking before your brain. You're already starting to scoot in, you're already starting to play a little reach around, right?
You like the booty
backup. He like the booty backup. So check this out. There's people that said girls, because supposedly it's easier for a girl because woman needs to have consent, or if not, it's considerate. That is definitely true.
That's true. I wouldn't go that far because, like you were saying earlier, but, like if they're at
but
the
if
house,
you guys are getting to sex, unless you was kidnapped or any crazy shit like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you already filed consent.
That's what I'm saying.
So why are you at his house, or why is he at your house?
We're more so talking about like a relationship kind of deal. You know what I mean? Like you've been fucking with each other, and it's like it's that time. And
nobody talking about dealing with rape. Like people that are crazy and think about rape, like you're lost in your mind.
You're lost in your
mind. There's a lot of girls out here that will give you some ass. Just do what you gotta do. Be yourself.
Be right about
it. Somebody's gonna
bro.
Give you some ass. There's no reason of taking.
Like they say, no means no. If they say no, you fuck it. You keep
on
it pushing.
On to the next one.
Exactly.
Have you watched the episode next? What's up, Miss Speak Too Far? What's up?
And even if the woman pursues the shit and then at any given moment says no, it's still no.
It's still no, for sure. So, like, even if you go to her house,
they can change your mind,
and
for sure.
And she says, you want to come for a nightcap? And then you're sitting on the couch like, bitch, I got a hard-on, boxers. You're going to tell me no? Well, guess what? I'm going home, and I'm going to jacket.
That should be the mentality. That should be the mentality.
But those that are extra thirsty be like, nah, I'm here. I'm fucking.
On some weird shit.
That starts the trouble. Don't get caught in the
yeah,
trouble,
don't be
man.
A fucking weirdo, man.
Don't get caught in the trouble.
No means no. Somebody like else, she said, if they change their mind, like if they started it and they got some weird feeling and they change their mind, it is what it is. No means no.
Sometimes men have a moment where they have their limp dick.
For sure.
I call it
henny dick.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whiskey dick, where
when
the dick is drunk
to
too.
That point, when a man gets to that point, I'm a female speaking on it. If a man
been
gets
there,
to
done
that. Point,
that it happens.
We'll try again tomorrow. If I'm actually fucking
we'll
with
try
you,
again.
Cool. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But being today that you're not there, we're going to leave it be.
Leave it be.
So females as well as men have to know when to cut quick.
For sure, because some females be the one that take it an extra step and then still try to say, "Oh, it was rape."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's happened a lot of times. There's a lot of people that I not a lot of people, but there's some people that I know myself that I'm like, damn, that motherfucker went to juvenile or jail or whatever for rape, but it was never rape, and I know myself. You know what I mean? But moving forward, somebody wrote, guys, because they get hard quick. Some women need warming up.
But that's what I'm saying. That has nothing to do with the initiative, though.
It don't.
That literally has nothing. Getting hard and getting wet has nothing to do with initiative at all.
But they're saying, like, if we get hard, most of the time we're going to make the first move. I guess that's where were we going there?
Not really. Because, like you just asked me earlier, aren't there times where you're sitting in bed and, you know, I might
there
be
is,
hard sometimes.
But that's
I'm
what I'm saying.
Right,
and that's why
if anything happens.
And that's why we're doing this episode, happens, because sometimes women don't know that.
All right, no, that's fine. But
they
I'm
don't
saying,
know
though.
That we're thinking, like, grab the dick, suck the dick. You know, this time you fucking get me
right.
hard.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know? Sometimes they don't know that. And the same thing that they think about that sometimes. Sometimes we're like, oh, let me play with it a little bit. Let me eat a little bit because... You know, it goes both ways, like we said in the beginning.
You gotta go bathroom again, nigga?
I'm just sitting here because I'm camera woman, and I'm actually a female. Listen to you guys' perspective. If a woman knows, which they should.
Get closer. What you want to say?
Yeah.
If a woman knows what?
if a man gets hard, you offer it fucking no. Because the pants go from this to this.
For sure.
Offer it. So you already know your man is feeling himself, right? Okay.
So do you reach?
You have to.
But not all the time. Women don't do it all the time. Sometimes they do that little...
Okay, but women also have to understand, if your man is taking initiative too, you also have to play your part too.
Yeah, for sure.
If he over here making shit happen, you know this nigga already feeling himself, he feeling good, he ready to go. Make that shit happen.
As long as he takes care of you too. That's what we were saying earlier. It's like, it's a balance. All right, it's both, yeah. If he can take care of me, then I can fucking be here. Like, if I...
But I mean,
me,
it could be...
I can only speak for myself.
But I mean, it could be different days though. Like, today you suck my dick, tomorrow I eat your pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe so, lick the ass.
That's what I'm saying. if they take care of each other.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's gonna be easy to be like, oh, that's... Like, for her case, she's talking about, dude, I see he's hard, well, let me go take care of that. As long as he does the same thing for her, he'll be like, all right, well...
I can only speak for myself. When your man, as a female perspective, is feeling himself, and he's done his part of making sure that you're taken care of, soon as you make sure that, okay, that blank is fucking rising, you know what time it is.
The blank is fucking rising.
All right. You can already see in this nigga's face, he giving you that side. He giving you that side
eye. It's cool. We all grown. I don't even care.
He's ready to go.
I feel like this is weird.
He giving you the side eye. He ready to go.
For sure.
He's played his part. He's done,
you know what? You know, it's kind of good.
They'll look at you from time to time and they'll be like, are you ready? Because I'm ready.
Hold on. Before you go, it's kind of weird that we are listening to this, but it's kind of good because we need a woman perspective.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's always going to, you know, talk on the woman's side, you know, and we're grown.
It's just weird because it's women's.
I know, but we're grown.
I'm your fucking baby sister. That's how you find
it. We're grown, and she's going to do what she's going to do. We're going to do what we're going to do.
Because even when Dylan talks about her little booty pork, that's just about, oh, fuck.
But this Shut is for up. The podcast. This is for the podcast.
For sure, for sure.
But either way, when you see certain shit, if your man is taking his initiative, all right, you see he ready to go. Maybe he didn't initiate the sex, but you know he's ready to go.
Yeah, yeah,
so
for sure.
Being that he has in the past, it's your turn.
For sure.
Make that shit work.
I like that.
Because it's exactly like you said before, it's a 50-50 thing.
50-50.
You ready to go?
It's 100-100. All right, come on. You guys should be both putting 100 in. I know 50-50, it should be 100. Yeah, both putting 100 in, y'all get 100 out.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if a man is ready to go and he's been doing
it, goes
his
both
part,
ways though. Same thing
like
as woman.
That should happen.
Same thing as woman.
And
the crazy part is,
you don't want to be deprived of your sexual relationship, just like you don't want him to be deprived of his sexual relationships.
For sure. And so the crazy part is, and the crazy part is, like, sometimes us guys be like, yeah, grab this, do this, do that. But then there's a point of time where girls start doing it more and then we start slipping. Like, you know, guys as well, you know.
Everybody got
to do Don't be
part.
Afraid to eat the little tushy.
Do your part.
Yeah. Don't be afraid a little rubby, rubby, kissy, kissy, and a finger. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll tell you right now. If both ways. If there's something you don't like doing, but your partner likes, do that shit. Do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they're doing shit that they... Not necessarily saying they don't like, but even if it's not necessarily saying you don't like, but just fucking do it. Because whether you like it or enjoy it or nothing, you're supposed to please your partner. And
how do you feel about this? Somebody wrote, girls, because men got to have them sign an agreement for them nowadays. It's like saying, this is what to expect. If we're both laying in bed, sometimes we each around and grab my dick. Sometimes we're going to reach over. Same thing we were talking about. Do you feel like you should tell them ahead of time? It's pretty much where I'm going with this forum stuff. Do you tell them ahead of time?
Like, whoa, yo.
Or do you play it off and be like, and you hope, and while you're laying down, like, come on, grab it.
I guess it all depends on where you are in your relationship at that point. Because, like, in the beginning, you don't want to seem, like, pushy or nothing. So you're like, all right, let's just see how this plays out.
For sure.
And if it doesn't play out the way I want it, you know, maybe the next time we're going to do it, we talk about, like, hey, maybe I wasn't a fan of this, or I'm more of a fan of that. Could you do this more? Or is there anything I can work on, like, type shit.
But at the same time,
communication,
like,
for
you
sure.
Said, like, sometimes you're like, great.
No, yeah, for sure.
And does it piss you off? Has it ever pictured you like, fuck this, I'm turning my side over?
Like I said, it depends on where you are in your relationship. So in the beginning, it didn't piss me off. It was like, in the beginning, like, all right, we're just testing the waters. For sure. I don't know exactly how far this is going to go,
but then
how
it started
often.
Pissing you off. Like, am I always the one that got initiation?
And then, yes, after a for while, sure. It's like, bruh, I don't want to do this every time. Like, if you do it sometime, like, my thing is like, even if we're not going 50-50 on that shit, I just want to see some kind of effort.
But going back to the question, do you think you should tell them ahead of time?
or do you think it should just be with the flow? Like, eventually you got to learn it.
So if you know that this is going to be like a one night stand or something, definitely tell them off rip.
That bitch grab my dick.
No, yeah, for sure. If you know like this is going to be a one and done.
If it's a long relationship, like, you know, it's
going to be. Then you test the waters first. And then, like I said, then you communicate. See what happens. Yeah, so you see what happens. Then you communicate, like, hey.
I like your answer. I like your answer. I'll go with the next question since you gave a good, great answer. A lot of people are saying it's easier for a girl, but, you know, guys start it off most of the time.
Yeah. I agree with that. It's easier
for us because we're always hard and women need to warm up.
Makes no sense again. Sorry. No offense to your opinions, but.
For sure. And I feel like, I honestly feel like no matter what your opinion is, it's always 50-50, like he said. It's always you do for the man, you do for the woman. It doesn't really matter, like, you know, people are saying for girls, some people are saying men easily get hard. Just because we get hard doesn't mean we're going to take the first move.
No, hell no.
Just because we're hard doesn't mean I'm ready to fuck. Sometimes I could be hard and be like, fuck you, I'm still not fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
You can be mad.
Pride is a motherfucker.
You can be mad as fuck and be like, just because you got my dick hard doesn't mean I'm fucking you.
Yep.
I'm still giving you the cold blue with balls, bitch.
They could back that booty up.
And I'm going to take the pain of the blue balls because I'm pissed. Like, yeah, sometimes it'd be like that, for real. So,
but the blue balls don't last long. Cause you're like, all right, I'm gonna deal with the blue balls for like now. I'm gonna wait till you fall asleep. I'm going to the bathroom and it's over with. Unless you're like dad and you just do it right in front of them.
So I also asked the people, what do they do to spice shit up? And a lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of people were talking about traveling, using toys. Some people said BDSM. Some people said having an audience. Like, I don't even know what that means. Do you mean an audience like recording and like letting people see? Or do you mean like an audience like my jacuzzi Kalahari type of
I think you're talking about like Kalahari. Because an audience, you're not really getting nothing off of the audience from like Pornhub. I mean, like, maybe there might be excitement where like, oh yeah, they're watching our video, but it's not like, ooh, they're right there watching.
The crazy part is, I ain't gonna lie, if I had an audience, like, I feel like my stamina would be on 1,000. Like, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna be so focused. And like,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's a real live audience, not like a.
But then I'm gonna feel like a porn star. Like, am I really doing this for everybody to watch, or am I doing this for me and her? Like. Yeah. So I guess this ain't OnlyFans, by the way.
So I guess that's where you kind of contradict yourself, because like if you're looking for the audience to be like, oh, all right, now my stamina's on 4,000, I'm ready to go, then you kind of want to please the people. But if you're not worried about the people, just like, hey, this fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Then
have you ever had excitement? Right, what was your most excitement, like, fucking wise?
Probably on a school bus.
You fucked on a school bus, you fucking nasty bastard. What was that like? Do we want to talk about it, or are we just gonna leave it at that?
It was crazy, bro.
It was school. Fucking crazy. We're going on a field trip, but I'm giving her the field. She giving me the trip.
Oh shit. No, yeah, it was crazy, bro.
Were you young? Like, well, how old were you? Are you talking about a fucking bus?
I wasn't young. It was a school bus. We were taking trips, it was high school, yeah.
Damn, you savage dog. I've never done a school bus. That's insane. Did people watch?
I don't think nobody noticed. We tried being discreet, but I'm pretty sure some people were like, bro, I know they're over there doing it.
She's sitting on his lap with jeans on jeans, but they're
gone. We didn't even do it like that, bro. We weren't even like inconspicuous. We were just like, all right, bro, kind of just like turn this way. I'm gonna turn this way. I drop my pants a little bit.
So whoever was looking outside the bus seen nothing but ass.
No, whoever was inside the bus seen the ass.
See, I was looking outside. What kind of sense does that make?
We were catching the scenic, bro.
They're like, hey, look at my ass, bitch.
We were catching the scenic, bro. We're like, ooh, look at that car. Look at the trees and the sunset. This is crazy.
But don't look at my dick.
Shit, they wanted to look. They can look. It fucking is what it is.
It is what it is. So I asked the people, too, what do they do to spice shit up? And yeah, they said toys,
BDSM. Hold on, you didn't answer, bitch. What was your craziest?
To spice up? I did answer. Did I? Did
mm-hmm. I not? No, you were, no, not to spice up. You were saying, like, what is your craziest? And that's why I said the school bucks. What was your craziest?
But I already said my craziest. Jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah. So some people said, like, doing unexpected things that please both people. This bitch is going to be, like, 2 hours long. No. Sorry, guys. An hour and a half. But coming to sex toys. I know we talked a little bit about it, but how are you into sex toys? Were you... accept sex toys? Are you against it? How do you feel about it?
I mean, I guess it all depends on the sex toys and what's considered a sex toy. Because I don't know if you like consider like those like massage oils or like do the cooling. And
no, like vibrators. You know,
so like yeah, butt plugs. I can do a vibrator, and not for me. Not saying for me, but like I can. I'd hold a vibrator to my girl's shit while I'm fucking or something like.
Or butt plugs and shit.
Butt plugs, something like that. But that's what my thumb is for.
Yeah, but your thumb don't cover it enough, so you got...
Good question. I know men have a sexual attraction to having certain things done towards their...
Ass?
...area to their ass. Are you guys into that?
Or... I don't know nothing
about... talks about that all the time.
I don't know nothing about the...
Give him the area. Tongue in the ass. He's okay with that.
Hell yeah. Reciprocate. I eat your groceries, you eat my groceries. I talk about this all the time. It's balance. Circle. So that's kind of where I stand. Wait, what were
we talking about again? Mm-hmm. So it's something that you would have be done just to see where it goes? Or is it something that you've already tried?
Already tried.
And was it okay for you? Is it something that you would recommend? Or is it something that
I definitely recommend it. I know some guys got too much pride to do it. But I would tell you right now, get over that fucking pride. Because as long as you do whatever you fucking, whatever you like, who gives a fuck? Okay. And how does it work? If you like, if you're a straight dude or you're a gay dude or you, whatever the fuck you like and you like pegging, if you like your peggings, that's what it is. If you like scissoring, it is what it is. Whatever the fuck you might like, you do whatever you want, it is what it is. And I'm just saying, don't be afraid to step out of your boundaries. Because everybody... Everybody thinks that there's like a bubble where you gotta stick in. Like, this is natural sex, this is normal sex. I don't know what the fucking exact definition of normal is anyways, but this is like normal sex. So
it's weird to me because like I'm a person to try the new shit. And I think trying new shit can spice shit up. And that is what I answered, by the way. So like some people try doing the first knuckle, whatever the fuck it is, and like,
yeah,
they do say that you know, men's
their G spot is located in their just asshole. Inside their butthole.
And like, if you can put a little bit of the fingertip in it, okay. But sometimes bitches be going wild, like they think they can stick a whole finger in you, or bitches be having them fucking 2-inch long nails, like, bitch, don't scratch my ass. But
don't do that.
I don't know. I can't even really talk about it all like that. I did it like maybe once. It was like maybe fucking 10 seconds or 5 seconds, and I didn't really get to experience it. But I would do it. I'm down for whatever. You know, like I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Whoever is not comfortable with your sexuality, that's a problem.
Yeah, you need to do some soul searching.
Because I don't care what you, them. All think about me. At the end of the day, it's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to please nobody but myself. So I'm definitely comfortable with my sexuality. And yes, the G-spot is in men's ass. And if you want to get your ass ate, try. If you want to get the little tip of the finger, try. It don't hurt to try, right? They always say, don't knock it till you try.
Whatever you're into, try it, bro. Don't be afraid to fucking, like I said, step out of your comfort zone, step out of your box. Get out your safety bubble. Go ahead and do what you want to do.
For sure, because if not, you're not comfortable with your sexuality, and that's already a problem.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Like, you can't get no worse than being accepted by yourself. Yeah. I also said, what's your biggest turn on? A lot of people wrote, it's the smile or the wink that they give me, plus their attention. I can agree with that.
So kind of like what you were saying.
I'm a person about smile. The wink, I don't need no girl to wink at me. I'm the man, I wink.
So you just accept the lip bite. You don't want like the wink with it or
the
nothing?
Lip bite, the smile, the attention, personality, all that shit comes with it. You know, it's a combination, like you said, a package. But some people say a girl that take care of themselves. Obviously, we like that Miss Independent. Shout out Neo. If you're independent, you're already a strong woman. We talked about this in the Woman Appreciation. Like,
Abby was in the back fist pumping.
Like, if you can take care of what you got going, any situations, like, you don't need nobody's help, especially a man, like, more power to y'all. Power to the woman. Like, I don't have no shame. Mr. Peter Vitt don't have shame. If women could do this shit by they lonely, then do it.
Equality. Yeah, y'all just as good as us.
Because you know what? There's a lot of women out here being boss, making boss moves. And there's a lot of guys out here that are just complacent. So don't be fooled. There's a lot of women out here that's taking a big step. There's a lot of men out here taking a big step. It goes both ways. It ain't gender fucking rules all anymore.
Exactly. Everybody take big steps. Do what you want to do.
Somebody wrote, when a girl unexpectedly pulls my shit out and goes in without being told. For sure. Reach over. That's what me and Mr. P2F talked about.
Should a girl wrote, when you pull my shit out?
No. A guy wrote, when a girl unexpectedly pulls my shit out and goes in without being told. That's something about we talk about.
Taking over, sex, yeah.
Woman taking over. Yeah.
Yep.
Foreplay, feeling his heart on or her witness. For sure. For sure. I agree. Whether it's a guy and you feel her witness, that shit is like,
even if you know it's gonna be wet, when you feel it, you're like,
that's the reason why you fuck, right? I mean, do you fuck for dryness? What the fuck is that?
But that's a good question. What do you guys consider too much of foreplay?
I don't know. My foreplay is kind of dead. Like, maybe we can kiss a little bit, play a little bit on the jack off or the flick the bean, but like, I like getting straight into fucking. Most of the time, whether girls say it or not, if you're not wet automatically, then you're not into your partner. I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
For sure.
Like, if you need warming up to do, something is kind of wrong. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like a guy. When a guy knows what's coming, he's like,
I'm hard. Said, we're hard. We're
so,
hard.
So if a girl knows what's coming on, they should already be
like, be like, yeah.
It's coming.
This pussy wet. I understand some girls do need warming up because, you know, they want the foreplay or they want this and that. No judgment. Every girl is different. We'll go over the last couple questions so we can end it with the Scooby-Doo pop pop moment. Yes, it is right now. Sorry, guys.
Now that's B-Doofy!
Biggest turnoff.
Hennessy, don't sponsor him. Just sponsor us.
We talked about biggest turnoff.
You guys said?
Yeah, we did.
But while you keep looking, I'm going to give you guys a random question.
What?
What is one thing that you have tried that you will never try again?
Sucking, licking toes.
Word?
I tried it. It was weird. She didn't like it either.
Because she probably was what's that word? She probably was like, don't suck my toes, I ain't washed them yet.
No, fresh out the shower type shit.
That's weird.
I'm a female and I don't like my toes being.
That's what I'm saying. They don't all like it.
Who on a podcast, everything's 100%. I'd rather you lick something else than rather my fucking toes.
I'm telling you, it's just. I guess it depends on the mood.
It's all on the female, because that's what I'm saying. Like, even if a girl didn't like, even if they did like it, and you just randomly did it, I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But like, if you already know, like, you looked at them, and they were like, raggy. Then you already know. You're like, all right. So I overstepped my boundaries. I didn't like it. You didn't like it. Let's keep it pushing.
So the reason why I talk about that is because sometimes when I'm drunk, I'll be going in, and then it's feet's right there. So I'm just like,
that's what I'm saying. I tried it,
and
nobody liked it.
It didn't bother me at all.
But that's a different story, though. It
didn't bother me at all.
Both in your mode, everything at that point is.
Oh, like starting off sucking toes? No, that's weird.
It's all fair game.
No, that's weird.
Exactly.
No, that's weird.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We were
whoever in, does that to initiate sex, you're weird.
We were in the role
now that
B-Doofy. We were in the role of things. We were in the role.
Don't suck my toes if I ain't ready yet. But some people wrote biggest turn off. What?
Getting your toes sucked?
I would try. I don't know what it feels like, but I don't give a fuck.
Hell no. I wouldn't want nobody to lick my toes. I'll try
anything. I feel bad for them. I'm an open book. I'll try anything.
I got sweaty feet. I don't know what's so somebody.
I don't know what's good or not until I try, right?
You're real touchy today, bro. Real touchy today.
Some people roll biggest fan of looking busted. I guess. It's hard to judge or comment on that because
my thing
I was a busted ass niggas back in the day and I still was frecky, so I don't know what to tell you there.
My thing is yeah, don't judge a book by its cover because they might look busted, but what if it was just one off day? Like how many times have we caught women going to the fucking gas station? And they got their hair bonnet on, or they
crazy,
like,
especially that stupid ass bun in the top with the hair down. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
Weird shit. That's what I'm saying. You might catch somebody on a bad day. Don't get me wrong. Use that as a
I know
reason.
Girls' hairstyle is no hard. Offense to whoever. I can't even that. Do my daughter's hair, which is sad. I try. I be doing what I gotta do.
You gotta do that. Vacuum
I gotta
method.
Start watching videos, but
do the vacuum method.
I feel like that bun and the hair down, I don't know, it's just weird to me. It's not a hairstyle. It's more like you still need to finish the top. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
It all depends on the head shape.
That's just my opinion.
That's just my opinion.
Don't get me wrong, girls. If you rock with it, sometimes girls look good. I mean, I don't know. But some people are all looking busted. Like I said, sometimes we could look busted and we'll be the best you ever had. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Trying to show off or act like someone you're not. What is it?
Don't knock it before you try.
For sure. So they said trying to show off or act like someone you're not. For sure.
I mean, be 100, bro.
I mean, when people are around different crowds, they seem to act different ways. They seem to turn up. And sometimes you can embarrass your partner. Sometimes you can embarrass yourself. You don't know what the fuck is going on because you're trying to show off.
Yep.
Stop being someone you're not. Be yourself. Go with the flow. Love life, bitch.
YOLO.
Either attitudes or not showing good vibes around my people. For sure, man. Good vibes around my people. If you're my girl and you can't vibe with my people, something is wrong.
I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Something's wrong. You can't talk to my mom with respect. You can't vibe with my mom. Like,
whether it's mom, whether it's siblings, whether it's cousin,
dad,
aunties,
sister, brother. If you have grandma, a problem grandpa, with anyone in my family, is, something is wrong.
You got to be able to.
Because you know what? If I have a problem with some of your family, something is wrong. Like if we can't talk about it and express our feelings, something is wrong.
Well, you know what? I feel that, but sometimes you got to be like, all right, well, that's outside of the family. That doesn't like affect us personally.
No, so, for
like,
sure.
I might not
but
like
if you
them,
can talk
but...
about it, now you're being real to both people.
Okay, yeah, I feel
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
If you're holding back, like, I fucking hate your mom, but you're not telling her, like, you know, every time you go over there, you're just like, hi.
Right.
And you sit in the corner like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit irks my nerves. And I understand what this person is saying because it irks my nerves. If you can't come to my family's house and be involved, communicate, smile, but you're sitting in a corner.
At least
like this,
be cordial. At least be
then
cordial.
That bothers
yeah.
me. That bothers me. Don't show up to my fucking family events. Stay home and flick your bean, bitch.
How many more responses we got, bro?
We're almost done. Someone wrote, when you're lazy and expect someone to do all the work. It takes two to tango. Flip him over, flip her over, whatever the fuck you do. Y'all both got power, show it, bitch.
And that goes in all terms of the relationship, not just sexually.
Talking during sex, don't talk. Moan.
Some people like that.
You like that?
I don't know. That's...
But what do you talk about when you're having sex? You like that? You like that?
Some people like that. That's what I'm saying. It all depends.
Ooh, it's
bro.
Big, ain't it?
You gotta do what your partner likes. And that's what I'm saying. It all depends on a person. I'm not saying I like it.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes that's what...
But we're commenting against us. I personally think just breathe,
I am
moan.
For the people. I talk for the people.
All right, so you accept moans. I mean, talking.
Yeah. If that's what they like, then yeah.
Smack me, daddy.
Yeah, I smack her too.
Smack the shit out of her, huh?
Talking action.
Nah, I don't know. I think it's weird. Like, don't get me wrong. I guess it depends, but I'm not really about that. I feel like don't talk to me. Like, I don't know. I kind of don't like it.
So you're literally just going on a mission straight to the.
Yeah, point. I want
to
feel the. I want to hear the.
Alpha the Bravo. That's it. Just.
And the. Like that. I don't want to hear no.
Punch me.
We caught that on camera. Smack yeah, me. Clip it.
Like, I don't want to hear that.
That's
like,
going on the like, page.
Wow, that's weird.
So, talking during sex, I agree with that. Woman smoking.
I can't say nothing about that because I'm a smoker. So I have been for a long time. But
do you, when you smoke, do you like talk to your woman with smoke breath, or do you like rinse your mouth, or do you like try to disguise the fucking stench with like juice or anything? Like, for real, what do you do? And vapes but is different. Your mouth might smell like Fruity Loops and not fucking straight black ass.
I'm saying like when I smoked Black & Miles, when I smoked cigarettes or whatever, like, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be all up in her place, you know, like all like, hey,
son,
what are you doing?
No, for real, for sure. It stinks.
But yeah, I can't say nothing about that because I was a smoker, so I'd be a hypocrite if I talked on that subject.
For sure, and some people don't mind it. Some people, like, when both people
smoke... When you're a smoker, yeah.
When both people smoke, you can't really tell. But when one person smoke and you're coming up to me all lovey-dovey, all smoky and drinking, you just, ugh.
Even if you try to play along, you're like, oh, yeah, I don't... Even if I don't like kissing, I'm going to do what I do. My shit
wouldn't jump like Frogger being dead, crossed over by a semi.
Damn, Frogger.
All
right, quick question.
What's that? If you're not completely fucking sober, but you can still smell your significant other, if they were to come home more drunk than you and they smell like fucking... fresh peck of fucking salami, is that something that will just completely turn you off?
So from the question, I understood if she was drunker than you.
Yeah, like you can smell more alcohol coming off of her. Would that be a turn off?
I kind of let my woman enjoy herself. So like even if I was sober and she came in drunk, I know that she was having like a woman's date or something.
Yeah.
So I'm still gonna give her that good pipe. You know what I mean? Like, you drunk, bitch, I'm giving you that bichotazo.
Yes, it's...
And it ain't no chupapi muñeño, it's bichotazo.
So chupapi muñeño. I knew she was going to come home.
For sure.
Hey, I seen a post that was talking about that. For sure. All hot girl summer is girls going out with their friends to get drinks.
And get fucked.
And then come home and get super lusty.
Because you know what? Like, if I go out and I go, like, with all the men's or I go to a casino or something, like, when I come home, even though I smell like straight stank breath fucking alcohol.
Cause 100.
Sometimes when you drink so much alcohol, your breath smell like shit. And whoever don't fucking know that, my nigga.
The name of this episode is DeSecco. Half and half.
Sometimes your breath smell like shit, for real. But like, if I come home drunk, I might act stupid and shit. Maybe you might have to take care of me. But if I'm good, give me that cake. Cake.
We do not own copyrights to that song. Please don't sue us. Thank you.
But we do own a copyright to Pitufi. Some people wrote...
Yeah! I need to copyright that.
So we asked people, is it okay to watch porn? How much of it? And with your partner. And... No, we're almost done. This last one. Some people wrote, yes, okay, often, and always try to mimic. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't say always try to mimic because porn kind of gives you like a false reality, like a fantasy of what sex is supposed to be.
Somebody said that too, by the way.
And it doesn't always, you know, it's not accurate. So you know I wouldn't say always mimic, you know, but if you want to try stuff, try.
You know, it's crazy, these porn videos too, like, they're made to fucking last long because they probably done busted before. They probably had sex. They probably jacked at me.
They take enhancements. They got all kinds of shit, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't gonna go as long or maybe as well as a porn star because they're doing this is their job. You know what I mean?
Like, and who knows? Like, sometimes clips cut off in like 15 minutes. Exactly. Who knows? That dude probably busted and they're like, all right, well, let him get ready for the next scene. We'll start off over here.
And now this nigga got the limb dick, like they said, shrimp dick.
You never know.
Somebody wrote, porn is also unrealistic expectations on sex life for the average person.
Yep.
That's exactly what Mr. Pitufi said, and it's true.
Yep. Agree.
Sometimes they do shit that. It's
agree.
It's just not it. You know what I mean? Based on reality, sex is sex. We don't have to do no extreme, crazy, stupid shit.
Unless you want to.
Unless you want to. Try it.
If y'all both on the same page, try that shit. Do what you want.
This is if you have a partner. That's what you have your partner for. Is to have sex. You don't need no randoms on TV.
I feel that to a certain extent, but sometimes you want some tips, you want some hints, you want to.
I feel like some new perspectives. I feel like porn could be sometimes sex education.
Yeah, Yeah.
Like some girls can learn how to suck dick better. Some girls can learn how to ride dick better.
How some to arch
girls,
better.
Yeah, there's some girls can shit, some yeah. girls can learn like what guys want. You know what I mean? And same thing go for guys.
We can
some
learn guys, what girls like more.
We can learn what girls like to what position they like more. We can learn like, you know, what type of dick smacking or whatever they want more, you know,
right, right,
whatever
right.
it is,
or how like, to go about some of trying that some of shit.
And for real, sometimes it does teaches you. Womp, 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 So definitely agree on that. But I do believe that porn was made for a reason, and it's for everybody to have their own personal time. To be honest,
and if you pay for OnlyFans, you're a fucking lame. Porn is free. Why would you pay for OnlyFans? Fuck you.
I mean, I get that. I would never go on OnlyFans.com, by the way, to even start the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but, how do you guys go there?
But one day I thought about maybe I should make like a nerdsonly.com. And it's like nerds that never get pussy. They're always playing video games. They're always like on the computers. And they can see pussy. And they're going to pay for it. The way men's brain work is like, if they ain't getting none, they're paying for it. You can't answer because you get some. If they're not getting none, they might pay for it. They'd be on it.
No, but that's the thing. There's been times where I've gone through like a streak of, you know, no pussy because I was in between relationships and whatnot. For sure. I was figuring myself out and whatnot. I was impressed about doing that. And, you know, I kind of went like a while more, you know, more so than any other guy would do. And I wasn't, you know, trying to ride around fucking Detroit like, hey, where the fucking sluts at? Where the whores?
Right, for sure.
Pick one up.
For sure, especially in Detroit.
So it all depends on, you know, who, I guess, your willpower.
So a lot of people said it's okay to watch porn, to be honest.
And it is.
And it should be, because you should be comfortable with your sexuality, like I said.
For guys and for girls.
If you have to hide it, something's wrong. We're all grown here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to hide it, you're still a kid. You know, you don't got to hide nothing. We're men's, we're women's, you know. We have kids, or if not, we want kids. Being Sippy Thufas dropping a phone all over the place over there. Man, what?
She about to need a new screen protector over there and shit.
But yeah, a lot of people said it's okay. Just some people say, give me my time. I don't want to watch with my partner. Some people say, yeah, I will watch with my partner.
Sometimes you want to watch with the partner. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah, some people say if you watch with your partner, it can start good sex. For sure. And last but not least. What was the last question? What's up? What you got?
With anything that you have done with your significant other, would you say that there is something that you have tried from watching porn or whatever that your significant other has not been on board with? Have you stepped out of the circle and you're?
I know one thing that women are not comfortable with is eating ass. A lot of women are not comfortable with eating male's ass. Now let me get into details with this. Men and women ass ain't no different. Like, let me get it straight. Men might have hair in the ass. Some women have hair in the ass. And we talking straight facts. This is what I do. Some women have hair in the ass. Whether you think you say it or not, some of them are creeping in that asshole. You know what I mean? It happens. And men eat the ass with no problem. Woman gets like embarrassed or like shy or like weird about it. Like, we're doing the same shit you're doing. So it ain't really no different.
You said we're, but have you had that be done to you? Were you okay with it? Merch
coming soon. Like I said, I had it done for like 10 seconds and it was like two licks and it was good. It was good. Like, I felt like.
So you would try it again?
For sure.
Okay. Did you get the knuckle?
No, he said he had like.
Yeah, I got the knuckle, and sometimes I went a little too far. I had to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Smack the hand, kind of almost smack the forehead type of shit, you know. But, yeah, like the same way we can eat the ass.
It's crazy.
Girls can do it too. Like, it's not anything different.
It's crazy,
bro. It really ain't.
It's easy for us because your G-spot is in your, you know, your
exactly.
genitalia area.
Exactly.
It's a little harder for you like guys. If women want to
please it's in men, our butt. Why not go for the G-spot? Like, if us men are pleasing women, like, your G-spot's really in your pussy. So, like, if I get deep in there or whatever, your G-spot's that, you're going to be like, Well, what's wrong with having a man?
It's literally like our ass. You can stick the tip of your finger in there, and there's like some grooves, and you feel that. That's the G spot.
So, right, what's wrong with a woman doing that to a man? You know what I mean? Like,
it all depends on the man. If the man likes it or not.
That's why I mean you should be comfortable. If you're not comfortable with it, then you shouldn't try it because it's gonna piss you off. Blah blah, whatever. But then you're not comfortable with yourself.
That's because that's as what a I'm man, saying, yeah.
you know what. What a man does, and you know what you do. Like, you're not having a dick inside. You're not having.
That's usually like the argument for a dude is like, no, I don't. I'm gonna feel gay if I do that. Yeah. People gonna look at me like I'm gay. It's like, why do you give a fuck if you like it?
If you have to think that it's gay or you're gay, maybe you are gay.
You got issues with yourself.
That literally extinguishes the fact of a man distinguishing his sexuality. Yeah. If he's not okay with it. Then it's a little bit something that you gotta question.
Cause like, if that's the case, then eating ass could be gay, cause, you know, all assholes are the same.
Yeah,
for sure. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even eating ass is kind of, because you know,
I like the
range.
Little circle. I know.
He's gonna hit you with the.
But once again, we appreciate you guys listening, man. And
wham,
we did touch on your topics, and. Like I said, we appreciate you guys responding. We hope you guys tune in and listen to our responses. We are going to get these shirts and merchandise going pretty soon. You know, he got the dry fit. I got the vinyl. Miss Pitufa got the other vinyl. She got without the words. I got with the words. We posted it. So let us know what you guys think. And we're having a great time. It's getting kind of late. And we want to finish that bottle, probably like two shots or something. But shout out to Hennessy. We always want to let that know. Cause we drink you guys every fucking week. Come on now, you can't get no better Hennessy. Than fucking us showing you every week. Sometimes we have Patron Hennessy. Or Douce.
Red Bull
for sure. Red Bull sponsor. We want to say thank you to Miss Pitufa for being our camera lady and being here every
week.
Gives
you wings.
We want to say thank you for all of you guys that are responding to these messages, all of you guys that are following the stories, all you guys that are sharing, all you guys that are even thinking about buying merch. Like, everybody that supports us,
listening,
100%. You don't understand how much you guys mean to us. Like we said, we do this for you guys. We don't do this for us, because we could do this shit on our own without the mics, trust me. But we do this so you guys can hear us. We do this shit so you guys can laugh with us. We do this so you guys can vibe with us. We speak nothing but facts. We don't never speak no bullshit. This is always raw and authentic. Remember that.
Authentic.
Don't make fun of my speech.
Accent came out quick as fuck. Was authentic.
Authentic.
He thought he was in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Authentic.
Once again, look out for the Tupi-Tupi in the pod logos and shirts.
Tranquilo.
We got dry fits. We got vinyls. You know, we got logo itself. We're going to come out with hats. Hopefully, we come out with some cups. Shout out Mr. Richie Porter. Hopefully, he's going to get us our shit going.
Yes, sir.
Take your time, bitch, because we want the greatest quality.
Cop heartbreaks and ashtrays, too, while we're at it.
For sure. Heartbreaks and ashtrays. That shit is raw, too.
Fire.
That logo is fire.
I need to put an order in myself.
For sure. But fuck with all of us, man. Like I said, shout out to the Takeover Podcast, too.
I was going to say, we ain't shout them out in a little minute.
Fuck with them, too, man. Like, if you listen to us, listen to them. If you listen to them, listen to us, man. We're all trying to grow together. And eventually, we're going to have this collab. Y'all going to be blown out your mind, because we're going to talk about everything. Sports, comedy, fucking life. And
Marvel.
We grew up together. And if we got to tell them, bitch, we don't fucking know nothing about that, we're going to say, bitch, we don't fucking know nothing about that. But once straight again, like it's your boy Frecky De Leon with the what's up, and your boy
Mr. Pitufi with the yerp,
Scooby Doo pop pop. And of course, we have Mrs. Pitufa every week.
Get on the camera, bitch.
You know, hitting us with the snapshots and the Kit Kat and the
good look at you guys. Thank you for viewing, and I hope a lot of more people start to view. I appreciate all of you guys. I'm doing everything I can for my brothers. So
everybody mush muffin this
keep
bitch
viewing,
today.
Not for sure, but
please, and put those numbers up.
Put them numbers up, man. Listen to us. Not only listen to us, just share us. Like, for real.
If bruh, you can share even us, if you don't helps. Listen, share, yeah.
If you share us, it helps. But thank you again for listening to Pitufi, 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 Pitufis in the pod. Once again with your boy Frecky Dillon with your what's up, and your boy Mr.
Pitufi. Yeah. We out.
On that, we sending out. Gang, gang, bitch.